Welcome back to the Divine Office Online, your Catholic spiritual prayer group. I finally feel like I'm 100%. I really feel better. Thank you for all of your concerns and prayers. Let us continue with our great Divine Office, proclaiming the Catholic faith in Scripture and in the writings from the traditional fathers and teachers of the Church, the readings from tradition, as I like to call them. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let's pray with the Psalms. Lord, let your Holy Spirit descend on us as we pray your church's morning prayer and prepare us for all the things that we will experience today so that we experience them with him. Let us celebrate the office worthily. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Psalm 100, joyful song on entering God's temple. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. I almost wish I would have chosen Psalm 95, as that actually goes into the drama of this journey, on which we should praise God much more. I think someone out here might like that a little better. But in any case, moving on to the hymn. Let your word abiding and our footsteps guiding give us joy forever. Who can tell the pleasure, who recount the treasure, by your word imparted to the simple hearted? Word of mercy giving, succor to the living, word of life supplying, comfort to the dying. Oh, that we discerning its most holy learning, Lord, may love and fear you, evermore be near you. Amen. So those were the intro parts, like the invitatory and the song or the hymn. Now we begin the main prayers of the office where we speak to God in the psalmody and antiphons. So this is a great one for spiritual warfare, I'm told by many exorcists. Psalm 68, let God arise, let his enemies flee before him, is our antiphon. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked perish at the presence of God. Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him. I'm repeating that throughout the antiphon. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. Oh, sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exalt at his presence. Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to dwell in, a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him. In honor of Mary's gifts, we turn to her for deliverance from our spiritual enemies, for freedom, for from their attacks, assaults, obsessions, and attacks. In honor of Mary's gifts from God, our provident Father, we pray for this spiritual warfare and the church to be marked by success today. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. That's the flame of love insert. It has its own history. You can look it up under Flame of Love Devotion online. Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him. Antiphon 2 continues with our prayer of this great psalm recommended by exorcist Psalm 68. Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. At home, the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Zabon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever. Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling. O Lord, beautiful part, isn't it? St. Paul talks about that, I believe, in his letter to the Ephesians. He will apply this to Christ's going down to the depths of the earth in his incarnation in his saving journey. Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Savior. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death. And God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turning again to Mary to intercede before the throne of our Mediator, Jesus Christ, High Priest, in honor of our Savior, we ask for all the things that we need for our healing, for our help, especially for his knowledge and wisdom and guidance and protection from evil this day. Pray again for those in most need of God's mercy, that this divine mercy will be manifest to them, and that consecrated souls will lead better with greater obedience to his will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God. Amen. Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, all you who are Israel's sons. Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes, at the head. Judah's princes, a mighty throng. Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God, make music in honor of the Lord. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to bring to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and the lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes who make their way from Egypt, Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make my music in honor of the Lord. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, you are enthroned, establishing your kingdom in your passion and miserable death. You seemed defeated, but you rose again in glory as renewed humanity. Help us in your Eucharist to achieve salvation. In honor of Mary's gifts in the Holy Spirit, we pray for a gift of the Holy Spirit and for his guidance and relationship with him, in honor of Mary's relationship with him and gifts from him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the King, the Lord. The verse introducing our lesson for today is, I will listen to what the Lord God is saying. He tells of peace for his people. And our reading is from that book of Ecclesiastes, the Old Testament wisdom literature, chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. To every time a purpose. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for every affair under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot the plant. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them together. A time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time to war and a time to peace. What advantage has the worker from his toil? I have considered the task which God has appointed for men to be busied about. He has made everything appropriate to its time, and has put the timelessness into their hearts, without men's ever discovering, from beginning to end, the work which God has done. I recognized that there is nothing better than to be glad and to do well during life. For every man, moreover, is to eat and drink and enjoy the fruit of all his labor. To eat and drink and to enjoy the fruit of all his labor is a gift of God. I recognize that whatever God does will endure forever. There is no adding to it or taking from it. Thus has God done that he may be revered. What now is, has already been. What is to be, already is. And God restores what would otherwise be displaced. And still under the sun is the judgment place. I saw wickedness, and in the seat of justice, iniquity. And I said to myself, Both the just and the wicked God will judge, since there is a time for every affair, and on every work a judgment. I said to myself, as for the children of men, it is God's way of testing them and of showing that they themselves are like beasts. For the lot of man and of beast is one lot. The one dies as well as the other. Both have the same life breath, and the man has no advantage over the beast, but all is vanity. Both go to the same place. Both were made from the dust, and to the dust they shall return. Who knows if the life breath of the children of men goes upward, and the life breath of beasts goes earthward? And I saw that there is nothing better for a man than to rejoice in his work, for this is his lot. Who will let him see what is to come after him? Responsory prayer kind of provides a little corrective to Ecclesiastes' philosophical perspective. It's from 1 Corinthians 7:29. The time is growing short, meaning the time of Messianic Age of Christ. The time is growing short. Those who must deal with the world should not become absorbed in it, for the world as we know it is passing away. There is a time for everything, and a time for every purpose under heaven. For the world as we know it is passing away. Our second reading from the tradition tries to reflect a little bit on this in light of the mystery of Christ. It's from a homily on Ecclesiastics by one of the great teachers of the church, St. Gregory of Nyssa, Bishop. There is a time to be born and a time to die. So again, you know, those things were philosophical things that the preacher had come to. Of course, we know that it's not necessarily that the lot of beasts and the lot of men is the same. We know this because of our revelation in Christ. And we know that Christ has undone vanity. So that's just a good thing to note. There's a time to be born and a time to die, St. Gregory quotes. The fact that there is a natural link between birth and death is expressed very clearly in this text of Scripture. Death invariably follows birth, and everyone who is born comes at last to the grave. There's a time to be born and a time to die. God grant that mine may be a timely birth and a timely death. Of course, no one imagines that the speaker regards as acts of virtue our natural birth and natural death, in neither of which our own will plays any part. A woman does not give birth because she chooses to do so. Neither does anyone die as a result of his own decision. Obviously, there is neither virtue nor vice in anything that lies beyond our control. So we must consider what is meant by a timely birth and a timely death. It seems to me that the birth refers here to here is our salvation. It is suggested by the prophet Isaiah. This reaches its full term and is not stillborn, when having been conceived by the fear of God, the soul's own birth pangs bring it to the light of day. We are, in a sense, our own parents. And we give birth to ourselves by our own free choice of what is good. Such a choice becomes possible for us when we have received God into ourselves and have become children of God, children of the Most High. On the other hand, it is what the Apostle calls the form of Christ. If what the Apostle calls the form of Christ has not been produced in us, we abort ourselves. The man of God must reach maturity. Now, if the meaning of a timely birth is clear, so also is the meaning of a timely death. For St. Paul, every moment was a time to die, as he proclaims in his letters. I swear by the pride I take in you that I face death every day. Elsewhere, he says, for your sake we are put to death daily, and we feel like men condemned to death. How Paul died daily is obvious. He never gave himself up to a sinful life, but kept his body under constant control. He carried death with him, Christ's death. Moreover, wherever he went, he was always being crucified with Christ. It was not his own life he lived, it was Christ who lived in him. This surely was a timely death, a death whose end was true life. I put to death and I shall give life, God says, teaching us that death to sin and life in the Spirit is his gift, and promising that whatever he puts to death, he will restore to life again. Responsory prayers from Deuteronomy 32, 39, and Revelation 1, 18. I alone bring both death and life. I alone wound and heal. None can escape my grasp. I hold the keys of death and death's domain. None can escape my grasp. So again, I'm not sure how much I like St. Gregory's approach to this, but you see his point here is a good one, which is that our freedom, which has already been brought to life in the historical action of Christ, it has this central role in our spiritual life. So we have to take responsibility for ourselves. So that's the point, is that all of our merit comes from what we freely choose to fight against or to do. But at the same time, you know, it also shows you the fathers of the church often didn't spend a lot of time doing what we would call historical criticism, digging back into the past to see what the original author might have intended, but they were very focused on the Christocentric reading. That's why he assumes even this kind of dejected philosophical reflection from attributed to Solomon, you know, you must have something from Solomon to say about our life in Christ. So he starts to kind of try to explain it in light of our freedom that Christ has given us. So just in case that seemed a little bit weird or contradictory, that's kind of how we do it. Now, today we would use historical criticism and we would say, okay, this is the philosophy that was there with Ecclesiastics, and it's not quite the same idea or thought process as we see in the New Testament, but that would be revealed later. So let's continue on to morning prayer with that explanation in mind. I mean, usually the readings from tradition are pretty self-explanatory, but sometimes I still feel like I have to explain a little bit of the key points that I know about, and I don't always know everything either, because sometimes people get really upset about certain things, and it's necessary to put aside some of their blockages to the Catholic faith and tradition. So we're just going to take like 10 more minutes. We're going to do morning prayer, the Psalms, and reading from the day in ordinary time, and then we'll do some more prayers from the Office for the Dead to finish it off. All right, here we go. Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people. Psalm 85, our salvation is near. God blessed the land when our Savior came to earth, origin. O God, O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger. Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace, peace for his people and his friends, and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land. Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and justice look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, I thank you on behalf of all of us here, that you are and have forgiven our sins, that you are always there to love us. Even when we don't feel you, we know that you must be there to look on us with a kind glance. We ask you to put away the causes that us, especially those who lead our church, have created as a people for a grievance with you, and to grant us your mercy. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray, Immaculate Heart of Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you. Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people. Next prayer is from Isaiah 26, segments. My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming. Hymn after the defeat of the enemy. The city wall had 12 foundation stones, Revelation 21, 14. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace, for its trust is in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls. My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment draws upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all that we have done. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, you remind me of the things that scare me. I often like to think of something that might relate in my own life that has to do with a difficulty that I might have to face or something. Something relevant or joy. When I pray this way, Heavenly Father, remind me that I might not always be granted the freedom to do the ministries that I want, and I might sometimes even feel humiliated by the way others speak to me. Grant us the grace and power that we need to turn to your Holy Spirit and trust in you forever, knowing that you are our shelter, our rock at these moments. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray, Immaculate Heart of the Virgin Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee in all of our needs, and pray for us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming. Lord, let the light of your face shine on us. Antiphon 3, Psalm 67. People of all nations will worship the Lord. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness, you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing. Till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Be gracious and bless us, Lord, and let your face shed its light on us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of true justice. Immaculate Heart of Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us in all of our needs, for we have recourse to you, who have recourse to you. Lord, let the light of your face shine on us. 1 John 4:14 through 15 is a short reading. We have seen for ourselves and can testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. When anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. Responsory prayer. My God stands by me, all my trust is in him. My God stands by me, all my trust is in him. I find refuge in him, I am truly free. I find my trust in him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. My God stands by me, all my trust is in him. Canticle of Zechariah. Actually, at this point, let's switch right over to the Office of the Dead parts. I am the resurrection, I am the life. To believe in me means life in spite of death. And all who believe and live in me shall never die. Now we continue with that. Is it the Benedictus? I think it is called that in Latin, but the Canticle of Zechariah. The soul rejoices in the Lord. Actually, wrong page. The Messiah and his forerunner is the caption. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection, I am the life. To believe in me means life in spite of death, and all who believe in me and live in me shall never die. Intercessions. Let us pray to the all-powerful Father who raised Jesus from the dead and gives new life to our mortal bodies, and say to him, Lord, give us new life in Christ. Father, through baptism we have been buried with your Son and have risen with him in his resurrection. Grant that we may walk in newness of life, so that when we die, we may live with Christ forever. Provident Father, you have given us the living bread that has come down from heaven and which should always be eaten worthily. Grant that we may eat this bread worthily and be raised up to eternal life on the last day. Lord, you sent an angel to comfort your Son in his agony. Give us the hope of your consolation for anyone for whom death draws near, and especially send your angel of consolation and protection to Oscar's mother. You delivered the three youths from the fiery furnace. Free your faithful ones from the punishment they suffer for their sins. Help Oscar in his time of purification, of finishing up this process of being conformed to Christ. God of the living and the dead, you raised Jesus from the dead. Raise up those who have died and grant that we may share eternal glory with them. So we're praying for all the dead now in that last petition. We pray for your healing. We pray for you to get better from physical, mental, and spiritual ailments, and for you especially to be protected from the evil one's lies, enticements, manipulations. And Lord, give us new life in Christ. Gathering all of our prayers into one, we pray our Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Let's pick a prayer. God, our Creator and Redeemer, by your power Christ conquered death and returned it to you in glory. May all your people, especially our dearly departed loved ones and Oscar, who have gone before us in faith, share his victory and enjoy the vision of your glory forever, where Christ lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Father, source of forgiveness and salvation for all mankind, hear our prayer by the prayers of the ever-Virgin Mary. May our friends, relatives, and benefactors who have passed to the next life, who have gone before us from this world, come to share eternal happiness with your saints, with all your saints. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.